Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm happy to be with you this morning. I have some exciting news. Finally and at last, the book is ready and it can be ordered. And we've sent out notices. And if you will go to The Clay Book, that's T-H-E, or commonly called theclaybook.com, there's a link there that will send you right to the site to order the book. And we're just so happy that it's finally available. It's taken a long time to birth this puppy, but I'm excited that she's here and I can share with so many who have been patiently waiting for it. So I'm excited today and ready to take your calls and answer questions and look at things that we can explore together. We're going to have some new things on this side. I'm working with a gentleman who is going to help us do some podcasts and just really make it more interesting, tidbits of information where you don't have to get it all at one time, and having some guest speakers come in from the alternative healing field and just try to make them exciting, something that you really want to hear and listen to. So we're happy to have you on board today. So I'm going to go to the Q&A page and see what we have waiting for us. Vicki Cohen from Hayes. I don't know if that's Hayes, Texas, Hayes County, or Hayes what, but anyway, she says, how pure is your clay? How can we know it is tested enough to keep out other heavy metals out? Well, Vicki, all clays contain heavy metals. It's part of their makeup and part of what makes them work as they do. The heavy metals, let me look at a piece here that I wrote that really explains it. All clays contain some lead, mercury, cadmium, copper, nickel, arsenic, uranium, heavy metals in parts per million in the clays. And being a super compound, a super stable compound, these metals are strongly held in place by covalent oxygen hydroxide bonds that lock them in place. They make up what we know as the clay particle. In their way, they're very, very beneficial to the absorbing actions of the clay and can absorb other free metals, other heavy metals, radiation, toxins, and capture them inside the clay particle and carry them out of the body. A covalent bond is a stable chemical force that holds the atoms and molecules together by sharing one or more of a pair of electrons. Such a bond has a strength of 50 to 200 kilocalories per molecule. I think that's what that says. Anyway, when it comes to bonding, everything is based on how many electrons an element has or shares in its compound. And I have a lot of chemical information and electronegativity information about the strong bonding and the strong drawing power of the clay. If anyone would like that, I'd be happy to send it to them. But getting back to your questions, the clay, living clay, I think you're talking about, it's no longer mine, but they have each batch tested by an independent professional laboratory. And if it doesn't, if both batches, both tests from one batch do not meet federal food grade standards, they don't sell it. How safe is it? I've been taking it for 20 years. If it was going to cause cancer, damage body organs or anything, I would certainly be a shriveled up, sick person by now, and I'm 77 years young. Went to the doctor the other day because I had a fall and I ended up finding out that I've had a crushed vertebra in my back, and he looked at my test and he said, well, you're very healthy. You haven't had any, no major ailments other than a broken ankle when I was 36 years old. So having taken clay for that long, I would say it's pretty safe. And, you know, some people, these heavy metals can come to us in many ways. Fish, rice is full of arsenic. The rice they're getting out of China and Japan. there are the soils. If you don't know, even someone trying to grow things organically might have come across some soil that has high heavy metals in it. But the good news is that the clay will draw it out if you do have it. It is a very one of the safest and most effective detoxing mechanisms. Okay? Thank you for that question. Kim says, can bentonite clay be used to boost the natural detox of a woman's monthly cycle? What's the best way to do this? I think it can. It wants to, you know, to sort of balance the hormones. And I've had people who have monthly cramps that take the clay that say they don't experience their cramping as much when they take the clay, you know, beforehand. If you'll just take a little clay, maybe 1 ounce daily, that should help. I do have one lady who says when she gets night sweats from, she has Lyme's disease and sometimes it gives her night sweats and she gets up and drinks a little clay and they go away. So I think just drinking just a little bit, it's kind of a maintenance level, 1 ounce twice a day would do that. And see if you notice a difference. Carla in New Orleans, is there any way clay could help with sinus infection? You know, last fall I got into some allergies. There was something growing around here, and I don't normally have allergy reactions, but it was kicking my booty, and my sinuses would get all stuffy and clogged up, and I took the clay. And I would take the clay mask and put it over my sinuses, over the nose and under the eyes and above the eyes. You have two pockets above your eyebrows there. And put it on and let it dry. If I could, I would go sit in the sun and let it dry. And it really opened up my sinuses. Another way you can do it is take some of the clay liquid and put it in a pan and boil it and put a towel over it where you can breathe the steam in. You want to breathe the steam up into your nose, and you've got to be careful. If you have a gas stove, you don't want to catch the towel on fire, and you don't want to steam burn your face, so don't get too close to it. But it's amazing when that warm air comes up how it opens your sinuses and helps with that. So I think in those ways, that would be two good ways to use the clay to help with sinus, and then when I get a sore throat or if my glands under my throat start feeling itchy and sore because I'm from the sinus drainage, I'll put clay at night under my jaw, right around my ear, at the base of my ear, coming forward where that gland is in your throat on both sides, and let it dry and sleep with it on. And that really helps me a lot. So I hope those help you. Okay, Carol in Chicago. Hi, I'm going to make vegetable soups. How much clay do I put in to be good for me to eat? Thank you. Well, it probably depends on how much, you know, how big the pot of soup is. After you've cooked it, I would put it in then as it's cooling. Just stir probably for every quart of soup. 1 or 2 ounces of the liquid clay would be plenty. And it will kind of help thicken the sauce also. That's a good question. That sounds good. Winter's coming on. I'd like to get a big pot of vegetable soup going. So thank you for that idea. Daniel Matthews in Miami, Florida. What's the best way to store dry powder clay? Does it need to be frozen or refrigerated? No, you don't need to do anything to it. Keep it in an airtight container and away from strong odors. You don't want to put it in the garage around your chemicals or your gasoline because it'll start absorbing the odors probably even through the container. So you just want to keep it in. It doesn't need to be in a closet, but you can put it in a closet. It's pretty easy to store. It definitely don't need to freeze or refrigerate. It's 43 million years old, so it's good for the dry powder clay is good for your lifetime. Believe me, it will still be good. The liquid clay is the same way. You don't need to refrigerate it. You can just leave it on your kitchen cabinet. This clay has been through a volcano that burned out all the impurities and just left core trace minerals. And there's nothing in it to contaminate the clay to grow the mold or anything. The clay, you know, keeps it clean in and of itself of what it does. So I have kept clay for 3 to 6 months, and keeping it that long, the liquid clay will get a little thicker, and you may need to add some water to it if it gets too thick, but it stays just fine. And my daughter put some in the refrigerator, and hers started tasting like perfume, and she hadn't gotten the lid on tight, and she just deodorized her refrigerator. It was in the summertime, and she had cucumbers and garlics and, you know, all sorts of things in there, and she just perfumed up her clay. So now she keeps it on her kitchen cabinet, too. Thank you. These are good questions. Carol again. When I take an enema with clay, I feel low pain, discomfort. Is it normal? Thank you. How much is it in, how much in it is normal? How much in it is normal? That, I think there's a typo in there. No, I don't think you should be feeling any pain or discomfort normally, other than if it's detoxing you. You know, we just recommend like an ounce or two, 1 to 2 ounces to a pint of water when you're taking an enema. I don't know if you're mixing it with water or just putting the clay in straight. The straight liquid clay might be a little strong, so try diluting it in water. Just take the liquid clay and add 1 to 2 ounces. I can't remember exactly. It's in the new book coming out on enemas, how to do that. I'll have to go look it up because right now I'm brain dead. And I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 ounces, but I don't think either one of that amount would hurt. Added to a pint of water, which is to 2 cups of water. So try it that way instead of using the straight liquid clay and see if that makes a difference. Thank you. Okay, could you give us your phone number to talk to you? I lost it. Yes, I'm always available to talk to people. My number is 512-262-7187. I'll repeat that, and you can go to theclaybook.com or bentoniteclayinfo.com, and under contact information, my phone number and email address should both be there. I try to be available. I know a lot of people don't like to give out their personal information, but you know, I'm not in fear. What my expectation is making new friends. So 512-262-7187. Thank you, and I look forward to talking to you. All right, that's all the questions for right this moment. I had an interesting email that came in this morning just before the show started from our friend Lucy, and Lucy's daughter has problems with gluten, and she tries to maintain being gluten-free, but when she travels sometimes it's difficult, so she takes clay with her, and if she's going to have to eat a little bit of gluten, she will take some clay afterwards, and she found that it really helps any side effects that would happen from the gluten. And Lucy said, my gluten-free daughter came home from school yesterday. She was yellow in color and vomited as I picked her up. She takes a little clay every night to keep her breath fresh and to sort things out if she eats gluten anyway. I got her home. She ate about 3 fingerfuls of the ready-made clay. She was crippled in pain, crawling to the bathroom. Within an hour, she had her color back in her cheeks, and she was running around the house. She knows that it was the clay that helped her. I don't know what caused this, but we got rid of it as quick as it arrived. She's always taking, always good at taking her clay, but this really proved the point. And you know, that's true with clay. If anybody gets diarrhea or upset stomach and vomiting, just start sipping on the liquid clay. Take a dose of it. Now, some people like to eat it like her daughter does, and just take a teaspoon of the clay mass that's mixed up. It's very smooth. Usually when I'm putting it on, if I have some on my finger, I'll just suck it off my finger. And you can take a teaspoon of clay that way as well. Sometimes when I'm traveling, it's easier to do this than trying to try to carry the liquid in your pack, in your, you know, if I'm just going overnight for a night or two, I'll just take my mask and eat a, like you said, dip a fingerful in there and eat that. It's just another way when you're traveling. If I'm going to be gone a long time, I measure my clay and put it in the empty bottle, and then when I get there, I add water and shake it real good and let it mix up. But if it's just a short trip, I'll just eat some of my clay mask. And like I say, when I put it on, and I put clay on every day somewhere on my body, particularly at night, among the wrinkle lines around my eyes, my eyelids, I'll smear a little clay on and just let it dry and sleep with it on there. And when I get through taking it off, I always have a little on my finger and I just lick it off. It tastes pretty good. So there's another way to take clay. And thank you, Lucy, for sharing that deal, because diarrhea, food poisoning, of stomach virus, get on the clay immediately. The quicker you do, the quicker it's going to start helping and be beneficial. We have several callers today. I'm going to ask if any one of the callers has a question that they would like to discuss on the air. And if they do, press star 2 on your phone and I'll open the line and we can discuss something. And I'm going to look back over and see if we have any more questions that have come up. That's all the questions now. I can't tell you how excited I am about the book. And when you order the book, there's a place that you can go in and leave reviews or comments. So I would appreciate it after you read it if you'll give us some feedback on it. I'm real excited to be working with a friend of my daughter's. They went to college together, and he moved to San Marcos recently, and he is into computers and search engine optimization and all those coding and details and works and stuff. And so he's going to help make the new site more visible. He has some really good ideas for the blog and for having clay dates where I interview different people in the alternative health realm. And that we have some of our teleseminars can be more diversified and put them on specific topics about clay and about other things and about clay as well. So I'm very excited about all that he has in mind for us. We've had a couple of sessions, and he's a brilliant boy and really knows his stuff and makes little outline so he can explain it to me, because some of the things he's talking about, we'll be linking to other websites, which we never did before. And so I think it's an exciting time. So look for a little transition in the Bentonite Clay Info website. That's where you go to get your free information and where the archives for the teleseminars are stored. And if you haven't gotten your notice about the book yet, you can go to theclaybook.com, or if you're on the Bentonite Clay Info, there is the title of the book. If you click on the title of the book, it takes you over to the Clay Book page, and there's some excerpts there from the book you can read, and some of it's still being formatted, but we'll get it together. But anyway, it's there. I sent him a picture to be insert, and when you open about the author, here's this huge picture of me. And I asked them, please, if they couldn't make a little photo insert just to take it out. kind of shocked me the first time I opened it, but anyway, it's an exciting time for living clay. We want to make it what you need and what you want, the information you're seeing. So if you have some ideas for topics you would like to discuss, please send them to me. And by the way, that first question that I had, the lady asked about the testing and knowing if it was pure. I wrote an article about why the bentonite clay is safe, and it is on the, under the article, it should be pretty close to the top. It was a recent one that I wrote, and that shows the structure of the clay and how it works to hold the toxins. Yes, it does have heavy metals in it, but they are not bioavailable to the body. They are bonded, and explains the chemical bonding and the covalent relationship and all that chemistry part that I could read to you that would put you to sleep like a bedtime story. But the information is there, and I believe the clay is very, very safe. I mean, I have had nothing but good results from it in the 20 years that I've taken it. I have some on me right now for that fractured vertebra in my back, and it's going to help heal it twice as fast. And I actually have been, you know, as long as I don't lift anything heavy, I'm still active and doing everything I need to do right now. I'm starting to get out my Christmas decorations. I'm taking a hint from some of these stores in town, and it looks like we're kind of skipping over Thanksgiving. And since I'm eating Thanksgiving out, I love the holidays, and I love the color of the Christmas decorations, so I'm not going to tire of them for a month and a half, and I'm going to get a head start on mine. So, okay, we have some more questions here. Francine in Las Vegas, is it okay to mix clay with juices or other drinks to make it taste better? Yes, but avoid mixing it with acid drinks like straight lemon juice, because you will get a bubbly effect and you may have gas. You're actually adding an acid to an alkaline. I like mixing it with apple juice and grape juice. Some people put some in their coffee or their tea, and it tastes better. I use coffee with a little of that French vanilla flavor in it, and I've added to that. I don't even know it's in there. So, yeah, mix it with some of your juices, and you can even blend it in the blender with, you know, if you're going to use the blender, I'd put a tablespoon of powdered clay to mixing a smoothie, and it's going to thicken your smoothie a little bit, so you may need to add a little more water to it, but for adding it with fresh fruits and things, it makes a very good smoothie. What was it I was making the other day with it? Anyway, can you fast with clay? And if so, how do you approach it? Thank you. Caro. Yes, I've had some runners who like to do fast. Quite a few people do clay fast. So you can do a clay and water fast. And clay actually will help the body, because of the catalytic influence, to build minerals and protein that you may not have, that the body may be deficient in. And clay doesn't even contain protein. So it's a co-creator with the body that can make things the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain, without changing the structure of the clay. So that it's just a co-creator with the body, is the way I like to explain that. I've had some people, I had a 60-year-old man that was training for a marathon, and he started drinking clay and called me. He was so excited. His energy level was up. He just goes 90 to nothing, and he said that he noticed he didn't hit his wall where he usually did in running. He would get a place where he was really tired and could hardly felt like you can lift your foot. It's called hitting the wall. And he said, I never found my wall when I was drinking clay. So you can mix the liquid clay. You can drink it. I would drink 2 ounces. You can drink it 3 or 4 times a day if you get hungry. Drink some more. But during the day, not with so much with the clay. Drink your clay, give it 30 minutes to go down and work, but during the day, drink lots and lots of water. So if you took it 2 ounces four times a day, that would be really good, and I think you would notice more energy and things working for you. And of course, before long, you're not hungry. So you can take vitamins along with it if you like. Go ahead and take your supplements. Just take them a little bit away from the clay, maybe 30 minutes, and you should really enjoy it. I've had people, and would love to have your comments after you do it. I've had so many people say how they felt so good and had so much energy and weren't really hungry once, you know, they got over the first day or so. So good luck with your clay fast, and January would be a good time to start one of those. You might encourage me to do it too. Pauline Smith, is the About Clay Yahoo group still going? It seems to be still up and active. I don't know if it's by accident or on purpose. The About Clay information site is no longer available, so the company, it doesn't look like they're going to put that back up, but the chat group is out there, and I don't know if they are aware of it. They should be, but so it's still up. But we also have a bentonite clay info chat group. So if you need to do that, you will need to register for it. So if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, you can go in there, and there's a place where you can click for the webinars and the chat group. There's information about how to sign up for it, and then you can get both of them. And then if the other one drops away, you always have a group to go to. So, thank you. These are good questions today. Sarah in Vienna, when things are up and running under your daughter's friend's vision, please let me know. I have a techie working, and I would love to link to your website for clay sessions. Note for others, the wet clay in jars travels well in a suitcase or airplane. I got to scoot over my page. It went off. Suitcase or on an airplane. Question, will the clay clog the plumbing? The wet clay will not clog the pump. If you have it mixed properly and there are no lumps, it won't clog the pump. And you, even if you have the mass clay, you wash it off your hands and you're kind of mushing it up in the water. So, no, if it's mixed correctly without lumps, it will not clog the pump. And it's safe for septic tanks, too. In fact, it's actually beneficial for your pump. Like if you take a clay bath and rinse your water out through the tub, it's very good for cleaning the pipes. We had a lady with 50-year-old pipes that had almost standing appointments for a plumber to come in twice a year to clean her pipes. And she said she has an autistic daughter who takes clay baths every day. And she said she hasn't had the plumber since she started giving her the clay baths. So that's good information to know. Cairo, as we get older, we have digestive troubles. How do you suggest we use clay for that? For any digestive troubles, the clay is very, very beneficial. Most of your digestive troubles have to do with an imbalance of your gut flora or over-acidity. And the clay's pH action helps balance. Clay is homeostatic. It wants to balance your acidity. It doesn't want to overbalance. It has a wisdom. It knows where in the body what part needs to be more acidic and what part needs to be alkaline. And it's like the big adjuster. It just goes through. I don't know. Clay is kind of like a computer. You can just program it. It's programmed to help your body. And I would drink 1 to 2 ounces of clay a day, twice a day, if I had digestive problems. Now, as they get worse, you increase the clay. if you eat something that really triggers something, you can increase it, you can double it. And if you have serious digestive issues like polyps, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, start out with 2 ounces and each day add an ounce and increase it till you're drinking 4 to 6 to as much as 8 ounces a day. We had my friend Marge Lungdale on who was in the hospital knowing she was going to have colon surgery, and they had feared that they would have to put her on a bag the rest of her life. She started drinking the clay while she was in the hospital. She smuggled it in. Her husband brought it to her in her gym bag, and she drank it while she was there. And she was drinking a cup of clay, 8 ounces, 3 times a day of the liquid clay. Not 3 times, 2 times. And when they finally had to do the surgery, they only took 8 to 10 inches out, and the doctor's standing around wanting to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. They said there were no more longer any signs of her Crohn's disease. The irritable bowel syndrome was gone. The ulcerative colitis was cleared up. So the more digestive problems you have, the more aggressive you want to be. Start with 2 ounces twice a day and build up from there. You can go to 2 ounces 3 times a day. Then you can go to 3 ounces twice a day, 3 ounces 3 times a day, however you want like that. And just let your body be your guide. The body knows, you know, animals in the wild know how much clay to eat. And we have lots of cats and dogs that, when they're first introduced to the clay, they're a little cautious, but if it's mixed in their food, they eat it. And we have several people that say their pets, if they forget to put the clay in their food, they just sit and look at the bowl. And usually the cats, if you put it in, they will go to the clay first and eat it first. And I don't think an animal will overdose on clay. I'm not really sure that it's possible to overdose on clay. Karen in Greensburg, can clay remove some of the toxin present in dental cavitations? Is it also safe to leave in the mouth overnight if you have braces? Questions are for different people. Thank you. Yes, Karen, I wore it when I had braces. I will put the clay powder. I do this about twice a month to pack my gums in clay powder, those lower gums. I take a popsicle stick with a little ledge of clay on it and dump it, pull my cheek out and deposit it between my cheek and gum. And the saliva in your mouth will tighten it to your gums. And I put it on for bedtime and sleep with it on and then rinse it out in the morning. It does not hurt your dental, any kind of dental work you've had. They don't use deteriorating metals for braces. And I wore braces when I was doing it and it didn't hurt my braces at all. It's good for if you're leaking mercury, yes, it will help get that out. We have had a few people with small cavities say they started packing the clay on the area and then the cavity went away. If it gets too deep, it's hard to make a difference. But if you catch a beginning cavity, I would definitely pack it every night in some clay until it clears up. So it's very good. We have a lot of these holistic dentists that use the living clay, and one actively talks about it at dental conventions for other people on how to use it with extracting your amalgam fillings. And if I was going to have some amalgam fillings put out, I would drink some clay, you know, before I went and then as soon as I got home, too. If I knew I had leaky amalgam fillings, when I eat anything and chew, when you chew, it sort of loosens that filling and releases more of the mercury. So I would drink some clay before I eat anything. Anytime I'm going to be chewing, I would drink, just take a little sip of it. And, you know, until you can get those fillings removed. Good question. All right. Looks like, that's all the questions for now. We're actually over our timelines, I'm going to go to the, whoops, I'm on the wrong page here. Go up to the phone lines. We have more callers on now. Is anybody on the phone that would like to ask me a question? If you'll press star 6 on your phone, I can open your line and be happy to help you. Again, I'm excited. Look in your email box. If you get notifications about the teleseminar, you should be getting one today about the new book. Would love to hear your comments on it. It's different. It has a lot of new information, a new, more aggressive approaches to taking the clay. We wrote the first one. We didn't know much about it, and since we've found out so many people with really serious things taking larger amounts, using the poultice on your body organs, it's just wonderful. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let me. Hello. Are you there?
Hi. I am. Hi, Terry. It's Barb from Vancouver up here in Canada. How are you today?
Doing fine. You're sounding good.
I am good. Oh, you know what? I goofed this morning. I was getting ready to make some more hydrated clay for myself and was emptying, you know, I make the 32 ounces like you do and have it ready, but today's makeup day and I was emptying what was left in so I could clean some jars. Well, if I didn't take the, I just overwatered. I took one of the glass jars that I'd already rinsed out and got the clay out of the bottom and poured it into a plant last night and didn't realize it was hydrated clay. And so I've done what, you know, sometimes you say to some of the clay takers that they don't get the right amount of clay to water. So I know I've got watery. I've got watery clay this morning, but, you know, maybe my body just needs more water because that's one of the points I have. My hands are really dry, and I know we get dry in the wintertime because of the colder weather and stuff and the electricity in the house, but I'm thinking I'm just not drinking enough water. And I know you say to drink a lot, and I just typically, I know I just have to drink more water.
Well, another thing is put the clay on your hands and let it dry and then wash it off. I've been putting clay on my hip where I fell, where I bruised the muscles on my hips, and I just smear it on and let it dry, and then I wear it under my clothes all day. And when I take my shower, those areas are so slick and soft. It's just like when you take a clay bath, your skin just feels soft as a baby. There's something about the clay that softens the skin. So try putting
it.
Pardon?
Maybe it hydrates the skin too, so it doesn't.
Well,
dry.
It does pull circulation and blood flow and oxygen to the surface. So if you can put it, if you can do without using your hands for 30 minutes, put it on and kind of just like you're using soap and wash your hands with it, and then let it dry. Maybe get a fan, have a fan where you can stand in front of it and dry, or go out in the sun and let it dry. And then when you wash it off, see if that doesn't work, because it really, really softens your skin. Anywhere I put it when I wash it on, particularly like when I did that, I could, when I took my shower and washed it off, I could tell the difference in the places where I had the clay and the places where I didn't have the clay. The skin just feels slicker. It's like using Neutrogena in the shower. Your skin just feels softer. I don't know what it is, but maybe that would help as well.
That's great feedback. So did you say to put on my hands the actual mask or hydrated clay? What did you say?
I would put the mask on. The mask is what I call the hydrated clay. So the liquid, I call the liquid.
Oh, liquid, right. Liquid and hydrated.
Mask is the hydrated, yeah. And even when I make my mask, it's a 1-to-3 ratio. Sometimes I kind of do a rounded cup of the clay because clay packs. It tends to pack. You can have a tight cup or you can have a loose cup. And when we fill a jar, we press all the air out and fill it all the way to the top. So it will look, you know, tight in there and it won't leave any lines. And we have to press it down and we tap it. And you can leave it overnight. If you just fill one and leave it overnight and have a cup, and when you come back in the morning, it will have settled, and there'll be a little more space there. And sometimes I make it, and it's a little too runny, so I give kind of a generous cup, I would say, to 3 cups of water. to making the mask. And the new company is, they're trying to fill the jars with machines. We hand pack it. And they're having a hard time getting the weight right for the size of the container. Like the 8 ounce, it overflows because they don't pack it into it. And they want an assembly line doing it, so they're going to start using slightly larger jars, and they may not be filled, packed to the top. So when you get the new jars, they would use like a 10 ounce for the 8 ounce. The clay's not going to be packed, and it'll look loose. It'll look like, well, they didn't put enough clay in there. But they're just using bigger jars so they can do it automatically with automation and, you know, squirt the jar in there. They don't have to have, we have people with rubber gloves that pack it by hand and push all the air out and wipe it off and tap it and do all that. So they want to assembly line it. So their solution is to get larger jars and put less clay in it. But the clay will be the same, the right amount, because they are weighing it. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Well, that's good news for us all to know. And, you know, I just got my second 1 gallon jar of clay today in the mail, so it was lovely. They were really quick with it. Lovely.
Good. I ordered some for the holidays. I have to order it myself now, and I ordered some for Christmas presents to have during the holidays the other day. So, yes.
What did you order?
Well, I've also ordered some for some friends. So I had a pretty big order. I had 2 8-gallons. I have the body cream, the citrus green tea, which I love, and I ordered about 3 of those, and I ordered the lemongrass sage deodorants. Those make great Christmas presents, and the soaps, and muscle rub.
And muscle up?
I'm waiting. Huh?
What was the last one, muscle up?
The muscle rub. I love the muscle rub. It's the hydrated clay. It's the mask with tea tree oil and peppermint oil in it. And like on my sore muscles, when you strain the muscle, it feels so good. It's very stimulating. It's great. I like to use it topically. It's not for eating, but, you know, on my sore muscles, it really helps. But the clay is working just as well. I'm using the clay on that now that I ran out of the muscle rub, so I always like to have muscle rub on hand. If I get a stiff neck, if I sleep crooked on a pillow, I just rub a little on there in the bathroom after my shower and let it dry before I get dressed. And it just in minutes, my neck loosens up, you know, from a stiff neck or something. So I always keep muscle rub on hand. If you haven't tried it, you'll love it.
Well, I haven't ever tried it, and it does sound great. But it just sounds wonderful, the one-stop Christmas shopping.
Yes, yes. That's what everybody's getting for me. Right, and the book to go, a new book this year.
And the book, too.
I'm really excited about the book. I've got a lot more research into it, validating the claims that I make, and it's got a huge biographical reference library there if you want to go to and look up these articles and wade through all of the chemistry. If you like doing that, you'll be able to go by and follow that. We have upgraded the protocols, tried to simplify the mixing directions. We have a whole chapter on pets and animals in the wild taking clay, some new recipes, new testimonials, and just really excited about the book. And hope everybody likes it as much as they like the other one. The other one had not dimmed in popularity, but I've learned so much more since I first wrote that. In fact, I was first introduced to the clay. They said to take a clay bath, sprinkle your clay over the bath water. and that is a mess if you've ever done it, because sometimes, if you knew you could put it in a sieve and sprinkle it lightly, but all of a sudden a clump falls out, and then you have lumps in the bath water. And clay is so powdery fine, when you get through, you need to dust your bathroom because there's a light white coating of clay on everything in your bathroom. So that's why I mix it in a blender. And I find it's just so easy and simple. Just all you have to do is remember to wash your blender blades when you get through. So thank you, Barb, and have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Thank you. When do we talk to you again?
Let's see. My next one will be the first week in December, December the 3rd, and that way we can be free for Christmas Eve. So it will be December 3rd. We'll do a clay teleseminar.
Yippee!
Okay. Yeah. So go have
happy
a good Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy
see
holidays
you next
to
month.
You too. Okay.
Thank you. To everyone. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to look and see if we have any more questions while I was chatting. Yes. From Cairo, how do you approach the leaky gut? Start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. During the day, away from taking it, you know, not right after you take it because you want the coating effect, wait 30 minutes. Drink a lot of water. I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. The next day, I would go to 3 ounces 3 times a day. I'm curious if you're having a lot of diarrhea with this. Usually clay helps stop that. Then you can go to 4 ounces 3 times a day. If you want to go all the way up to 8 ounces, you can do that. So start with, you know, and just build up each day, add an ounce to your regime and build up until you're not having any of the symptoms anymore. And then when all the symptoms go away, I would stay on it for a couple of more weeks and then gradually back down and find out where your maintenance level. If you start feeling the symptoms again, kick it back up a notch. But a lot of times it can, you know, when you have a lot of bacteria the bad bacteria building up, and they proliferate pretty good in a warm, wet environment, like in your gut. And you've got to be aggressive to get on top of them and to get the volume down. And the clay will capture them and carry them out of the body. But they proliferate rather quickly. They're very, very good co-creators. And so that's why you need to really take more of it. You might possibly put a poultice over your stomach one night. You can leave it on all night. Just get some Glad Press and Seal. Cut a square and put it, the clay on it. It's a little cold when you first put it on. I've been putting it on my spine every day. I'm wearing it under my clothes right now as we speak because clay is high in silica, and silica has energy in it, and it's very good for helping heal the bones. So I want to get the only thing I can't do right now is lift stuff. I've got to be careful lifting because I feel that compaction until those bones heal. But other than that, I'm doing good and looking forward to a wonderful Christmas. So, all right, let's see. That's the last of our questions, and I think we're over time on our phone lines. So I want to thank you all. Please go and look for the copy of the book. You can go in and read a chapter, read a little bit of it, and please help share that link because I don't know how to reach the people and would really appreciate it if you would do that. And the person who wrote me about the linking to her site, I didn't capture your email address. So if you would email me at, I tell you what, my easiest email is perrier@perrier.com. That's my secondary email, and it's the easiest one to remember. So perrier@perrier.com, and we'll talk about linking up and maybe doing having a clay date and doing an interview together. So thank you very much, and you all have wonderful, wonderful holidays. Eat turkey, have a good time, and then drink clay afterwards. Take your clay with you. Wine headaches, it's great after you have that wine. Take a shot of clay before you go to bed, and you won't wake up with that taste in your mouth and that wine head. So enjoy the holidays. Take your clay with you wherever you go. And blessings to every one of you. Make all good things come to you. This is Perrier signing out.